Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, we are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
यद्यथेह कर्मचितो लोकः क्षीयते एवमामुत्र पुण्यचितो लोकः क्षीयते तद्यः आत्मानम् अननुद्विद्य प्रजन्ति एतांश्च सत्यान् कामान् तेषां सर्वेषु लोकेषु अकामचारो भवति यथा इह आत्मानम् अनुविद्य व्रजन्ति एतांश्च सत्यान् कामान् तेषां सर्वेषु लोकेषु कामचारो भवति. Just as subjects follow the command of their ruler, be a country or a small state, and their wishes are fulfilled by the king, in the same way, all things operate within you under the rulership of Atma, the Self. The corresponding Sanskrit I have not read. This is the giving you more insight into the idea. You are living in the self has a city to rule over. Subtle body within you is called Puryashtaka. Eight factors: avidya, kama, karma, mind, pranas, subtle elements, gross elements, all these go into eight categories. I am not giving all the details. All these go along with the soul. As long as the soul is not enlightened, the soul goes blended with the subtle body and adopts two paths according to its level of evolution. The path of Uttarayana and path of Dakshinayana. Path that leads the soul to enlightenment and liberation. Dakshinayana, the path that leads to coming back. Uttarayana means northern. Dakshinayana means southern. I'll just give you some. These points are important in scriptures. Gita highlights these points. Uttarayana marg. Agnir jyotiraha shuklaha shanamasha uttarayanam. It's allegorically described that a person who has followed integral yoga in life and mind has become ready for enlightenment, at the time of death, fire god guides his soul. Then he is led by the deity of light. And then from there he is transferred to the deity of day. And then he is transferred to deity of the bright half of the month. And from there on to the northern course of the sun, until the soul reaches the sun. Every point that I have said is allegorical. And you don't have to wait until you are dying to be led by these. While you are living, you are dying. While you are dying, be led by fire. Fire means continue to be a dynamic karma yogi. Do not let that fire become cool. If you are deeply involved in swadharma, doing action will be joyous to you. You will never feel that you have to retire. When the feeling of retirement comes from your duty, that means that is paradharma. Again, doing duty doesn't mean that your body has to be always active. Work is done by your body, by your speech, by your thoughts. And to the world, what you do physically seems quite impressive. But from higher point of view, higher than your physical activity is your activity of speech. 100 times greater. And higher than your activity of speech is activity of your thought. So therefore, the fire goes on burning as your soul plans to depart from the world. In other words, you remain a karma yogi with increasing involvement. Jyoti, jyoti is light. That light means pursuit of knowledge, jnana. Jnana and bhakti both implied. The next point that goes on guiding you is vairagya, dispassion. In other words, vairagya, jnana and constant involvement in doing good to the world. These are described as fire, light and deity of the day. There is no mathematical precision about these three. And then Shukla, bright half of the month, bright half of the month when the moon goes on waxing. This is a picturesque description of good feeling blossoming within your heart. Human feeling is so cramped by all the miseries and adversities of life and tensions. One ends up with a very stifled feeling. But if you are following path of sadhana, intent upon enjoying satsanga, uplifting your mind, then an inner movement becomes secure. And you do not have to work for it. A bee has tasted honey and now it will work upon you. Find it. Your mind becomes like a bee. It has found a taste in a profounder level of experience. You succeed in sadhana when you have introduced the mind to that type of movement. Then sadhana relaxes. You don't have to go on calculating, did I do half an hour of this and half an hour of that? And as it proceeds, your heart goes on expanding. Expanding of the heart means you do not see the world separate from yourself. The whole world is your family. Nobody's misery can you just look down upon and just ignore it. That again is not to be taken in a sentimental way. It's a profounder understanding that you possess a heart that has tender compassion. And it is that, in Hindu scriptures, it is Valmiki, what made him write Ramayana? Tender-heartedness. He sees in his ashram, in the gardens of his ashram, two birds sporting in joy, and a hunter shoots one of them down. The other shrieks. Valmiki's heart melts. First, he seems to bring out a curse for the hunter, but then he switches his attention to the misery of the whole world. Reflected in that bird. That's the predicament of not the bird, every individual. How much you live through from childhood up till as you grow on, how many experiences you have faced. And yet, there comes a time, hardly things are settled, that someone shoots you up. What's the cure for this? And the cure is bhakti, devotion. To understand what is shot down is the body, perishable, is the pot, not what is contained in it. You are not perishable as your body. You are the subtle body, and soul blended with the subtle body continues to exist even when the body goes on dying. So when the disciple had asked the question, what will happen if the container is destroyed, the body is destroyed, and the guru says, the soul cannot be destroyed, the body will perish. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka. Gita's statement. The soul cannot be burnt down, cannot be drowned, cannot be destroyed. Nothing in the world can destroy it. Indestructible. But having understood immortality of your soul, go further. Because at this stage the soul is blended with those 8 items. Ignorance, desires, vasanas, karmas, blended with subtle elements, the description of constituents of your subtle body, they are there with the soul. But if you attain liberation, follow the path of Uttarayana, the northern path, you unglue yourself from this lingish, from this subtle body. And that's your goal. You discover you are Brahman. So I have given you the highlights of northern path. If you did not attain the northern path, you slip into southern path. Southern path doesn't mean that you are evil. It simply means, even though you are good, your being good has not impacted upon your ego illusion. Your goal is as dictated by your ego. Your goal is not being chosen by surrender to God, by self-effacement. So if you are choosing your goal led by your ego, then the path you follow is Dhumra, Ratri, Krishna Paksha. Dhumra, smoke goes on developing within your mind. The description is literally that the soul is guided by the deity of smoke, then the deity of the night, then the deity of the dark half of the month. It simply implies that if you are pursuing the path of Paradharma, as you age, the clarity of your thinking is not there. Your understanding, your deeper awareness, the deeper experience, that becomes suppressed. And you become more and more involved with your fading body. That's called Dhumra. And the mind is working on the basis of lots of grief. So much so you come to the next level, Ratri, facing darkness. Now it is going to impact your heart. Your heart becomes smaller and smaller. Like the moon, instead of waxing, it's waning, until you become completely the dark moon, without the moon. But not only that, your consciousness begins to diminish. Just like the sun has a southern course, the daylight begins to diminish until you get the shortest day. That is the description of consciousness. Consciousness begins to diminish and you become very small, restricted consciousness. That leads you to the predicament of coming back again and again. You are led to the moon and you think it was wonderful. The moon is shining because of the light of the sun. So you are being led by false happiness. So these two paths have to be understood and we will be telling about them again and again. And with this I'm concluding. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.